I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. This week, I want to talk to you about being enough. The idea that anyone has it all figured out is untrue. As we continue to disconnect from one another by digging deeper into our devices alone, we perpetuate this idea that we have failed or that our lives have less value if we can't post about it on social media. All of this negative thought increases depression and separateness, and that can often send us on this downward spiral of losing hope. It increases despair, which can have devastating results, specifically not wanting to live. I get it. If we allow ourselves to show our vulnerability, we run the risk of being ridiculed, judged, even bullied. And if we hide our true selves, we torture ourselves silently, shutting down the opportunity to learn, grow, or feel in a positive way. We run the risk of becoming numb with pain, which actually is in the form of substances or activities that we try to plug those holes inside of us. If you're thinking this sounds drastic to go from silent insults to depression, then your strength and resolve are perhaps steady. However, two things to consider. First, the person next to you might not be that strong. Make no assumptions. As individuals, we hide our sadness. And second, despair and depression creeps up on a person. You don't realize how cynical thought stacks up until you wake up one day and feel like the bottom has fallen out. If negative chatter were useful, we'd all be chanting, "I'm a jackass," in meditation class. In her recent memoir titled Horror Stories, Liz Phair writes, "We spend so much time hiding what we're ashamed of, denying what we're wounded by, and portraying ourselves as competent, successful individuals that we don't always realize where and when we've gone missing." She really hits the nail on the head with that one. The belief that our failures make us unworthy is far from the truth. Bad decisions are as important as good ones, all shaping and informing us. The fleeting moments when we are once again conscious brings on new resolution to stay awake, to be intentional. We commit to this change in earnest and feel in control of our path forward. With this comes, of course, vulnerability, and that can either encourage us to stay open, even if it's scary, or it will be too much pain to bear and send us back to self-sabotage. Why let others see us and judge us when we are perfectly capable of doing this alone? It's like that idea, I can talk shit about my family, but if you do it, I won't forgive you. I relate to all of this. Hiding myself, faking a smile, allowing the outside world to believe I'm great, I'm strong, I'm successful, beating myself up with the most degrading internal dialogue, and never allowing myself any room to just learn from bad decisions. Instead, blaming myself over and over for not getting it right. I'm pretty sure I perfected bad behavior with this assault on myself. It became a tragic rotation of shame, and it took a long time to spin out of control and fall off that miserable ride. As Malcolm Gladwell says, it's proof that if we put 10,000 hours in, we'll master a skill. What do we need to do when we are shattered, exposed, and without a plan? Where do we go to build back? It's a journey to return to ourselves, and depending on how far you've strayed from yourself will determine the return trip home. I've got some worn-out shoes that have been in many places, and I don't doubt that most of you do as well. As predictable as it might sound, we can really only control what's in our space. And if that means being gentle with yourself and just having a more positive internal voice so that you can bring it outside and live your life gently and happily. It's my recommendation. Hiding is just not going to be the answer. And really living freely and being who you are is what the world is waiting for. So I'll leave you there. And I welcome you to share your feedback. I'd love to know what people are doing, how they're feeling, and certainly what works. I think those are always really helpful things to share. So thanks again for listening.
That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.